Hello, everyone. We are in the Easter season in the church here, and that means that we are celebrating and thinking about focusing on the fact that we are Easter people. And here's a thought you might not have connected, but is important to connect. Easter people equals sheep. More specifically, Easter people equal sheep who trust their good shepherd. And that begs the question, if I am a sheep, and I'm trusting a shepherd, well, what's so good about the good shepherd? It's a very important question because sheep really need a shepherd. They don't have much smarts. They don't have any claws to defend themselves or fangs. They don't have speed. They don't have camouflage. They can't even throw some ink and dart away quickly like an octopus. All of the ways God has given animals in the animal kingdom to get away, and sheep really have none of them. The only thing they can do is flock together and try to have strength in numbers, kind of, except that really doesn't help either, unless you are a sheep or a group of sheep with a good shepherd. So there we go, the big question. What's so good about the good shepherd? Why is it a great situation for me to say, I am an Easter person, I am a sheep, I have a good shepherd? Listen to these verses from Jesus' own mouth, John chapter 10. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. What's so good about having a good shepherd? He lays down his life. Not because he wants to show how tough he is, not because he is demanding something in return like a boss or a forceful tyrant. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I think you'll see what I mean as to the reason why in a minute. The next verse says, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. You see, Jesus knows us so well. He knows your thoughts. He knows your attitudes. He knows when you bite your tongue and do a good job of not saying what you really wanted to say. And yet, if that was a sinful thought that you had pop up in your mind that got bit off at your tongue, it's still sinful, isn't it? Jesus knows it. He knows us so well. And yet, even though Jesus knows us so well, he doesn't run away. He doesn't say, forget about it. He doesn't say, you're not worth my time. The good shepherd who knows us so well as the Father in heaven knows the Son, he still has chosen, in love and resilience, to lay his life down for the sheep. It's to pay for our sin that would be a terrible price to pay if we had to pay for it ourselves. The good shepherd lays his life down to benefit us. He gives up the ultimate sacrifice, his body and blood, his life and breath. The good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. We are safe and protected even though we don't have claws, fangs, speed, ability to hide, those other things that other animals have to protect themselves. If a sheep has a good shepherd, they're good. And now listen to the next verse that connects what I'm saying about Jesus as our good shepherd directly with Easter. Verse 17 of John chapter 10 says, the reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Jesus lays down his own life only to take it up again. It was the plan all along. He does that by his own authority. Nobody tricked him into it. Nobody stole it from him. He wasn't just a victim of a political mess and a bunch of unfortunate circumstances, wrong place and the wrong time, the wrong guy who was there. No, Jesus chose as our good shepherd to lay his life down for the sheep and also to have the authority to take it up again. What an incredible gift Jesus gives to us as our good shepherd. Love him, trust him, rejoice that even though you are identified as a sheep, more precisely, you are identified as a sheep closely connected with a good shepherd.